You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Thursday, December 17th. What to know about a historic rise in American poverty and a deal in Congress that could help turn things around. Also, a new lawsuit accusing Google and Facebook of an illegal deal. Plus, long overdue recognition for the Negro Leagues. Bitcoin broke an all-time record. And why people all over the world are celebrating a music legend from 250 years ago. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. COVID-19 vaccines are reaching even more Americans this week than originally thought. That's because when some pharmacists opened up the boxes of the newly authorized Pfizer shots, they realized they got more doses than promised. So the nation's supply could grow by millions of doses. The FDA is in touch with Pfizer about exactly why they were not counted correctly. But in the meantime, the Federal Health Agency told healthcare workers to go ahead and use those extra shots and that there's no safety concern. And remember, federal officials also secured doses of other vaccines that they expect will get emergency authorization. That includes the Moderna vaccine, which the FDA is reviewing now and is expected to give the okay to in the next couple of days. Since things with the vaccine seem to be going as well as could be expected, the country's testing czar told CNN, quote, "The end of the pandemic is in sight." But he said it's too soon for people to start letting their guards down. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNBC something similar, because Fauci says between 75 to 85% of the population would have to get the vaccine before our lives can actually really get back to normal. So he says keep physical distancing, mask wearing, and washing your hands often. Also avoid indoor gatherings and travel, even over the holidays. Already, more than 113,000 COVID-19 patients are in American hospitals, and some hospitals are hitting their breaking points. The Washington Post says look to rural areas in Arizona, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and North Carolina. Also in Boston, hospitals are consolidating pediatric wards to fit more adults battling COVID-19. And California is opening at least four temporary field hospitals to help with overflow patients. New data shows the number of Americans in poverty is moving in the wrong direction and fast. It's increased more this year than ever before in a single year. The federal poverty line is a household income of $26,200 for a family of four. And the new data shows in the last 5 months, nearly 8 million Americans fell below that line. This information comes from researchers at the University of Chicago and Notre Dame. They found even though the pandemic started 9 months ago, things got worse in the last 5 months because some economic relief from Congress started to expire. Remember, the relief package back in March gave most Americans stimulus payments and individuals got up to $1,200 for help. That same package expanded unemployment benefits. So for the first few months of the pandemic, the average unemployment payment was about $930. But by August, it dropped to about $330 a week. Researchers say that difference put a lot more people below the poverty line. They also say Black Americans, children, and those with a high school education or less have been hurt more than anyone else. And if Congress does not act ASAP, more benefits are set to expire at the end of this month. Good news on that front, though. Congressional negotiators say they're closing in on a $900 billion relief package. This one could include even more individual payments as well. They won't be as large as last time. One senator said they'll probably be in the $500 to $600 range. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told some senators to be ready to vote on this as soon as this weekend. To be continued. A top cybersecurity official that President Trump fired last month just faced a tense round of questioning on Capitol Hill about election fraud. Republicans called for this hearing, concerned about what they called voting irregularities, while Democrats criticized the hearing as just another public way to talk about unfounded claims. The former election security chief, who was called to testify, Christopher Krebs, told the senators, quote, "We are past the point where we need to be having conversations about the outcome of this election." He pointed to President-elect Biden's win in the Electoral College earlier this week and again defended his earlier statement before he was fired that it was the most secure election in American history. But a couple of Republican senators said they still have questions about the legal challenges. Remember, the Trump campaign and its allies filed roughly 50 lawsuits alleging some type of voter fraud. At this point, nearly all of them have been dropped or dismissed. But some Republicans are concerned about the reason courts tossed them out. They argue the courts have not actually ruled on whether there was really fraud, just the lawsuits were filed too late or because of other procedural reasons. On the other side, the AP reports many of those procedural grounds meant there wasn't enough evidence to move forward. Still, President Trump has not backed down. And either way, time is running out. The Senate meets to certify the Electoral College vote on January 6th. Major League Baseball is hoping to right a wrong 100 years later. It now says it'll give the former Negro Leagues major league status. As a reminder, the Negro League started 100 years ago in the year 1920 and ran through the late 1940s. They were basically professional leagues, but for Black Americans who were pushed out of the MLB over segregation laws. Until now, the Negro Leagues were in their own category, but the MLB says no more. It'll bump up 3,400 past players and officially make them major leaguers. And that's a big deal for the history books, too. For example, legendary Hall of Famer Willie Mays will add even more hits to his record when his stats from his Negro League days are added. Also, Josh Gibson might end up with a major league record for a single season batting average, and his slugging percentage could overtake Babe Ruth's as the highest in major league history. The MLB says the Negro League produced some of the best players in baseball, so it's about time their accomplishments were officially recognized. More news is coming up in a moment, but first, a quick break for our sponsor, ButcherBox. And yes, I'm personally a big fan of ButcherBox because when it comes to meat, quality matters to me. Of course, texture and taste are a big part of that, which ButcherBox absolutely delivers on. But I also want to know the meat I choose has been humanely raised and has no antibiotics or added hormones ever. ButcherBox guarantees all of that. And frankly, it can be hard to know, or at least time-consuming, to try to check every time you go to the grocery store. But with ButcherBox, I love knowing that everything they send me is high quality, from the 100% grass-fed and finished beef, to the free-range organic chicken, to the wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and more. And I can always customize my box to get exactly what I want. Plus, it all shows up at my doorstep. Easy as that. And wait until you hear the promotion going on right now. Bacon for life. Yep, right now, new members can get nitrate-free bacon for life when they sign up. Just go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's a package of free bacon in every box for the life of your subscription when you go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. butcherbox.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Google is facing yet another major government lawsuit. This time around, Republican attorney generals in 10 different states, led by Texas, filed this suit. They accused the search giant of making an illegal deal with Facebook to rig the online advertising market. In other words, the suit says Google gave Facebook special privileges in exchange for Facebook's promise not to support a competing ad system. And if true, Wired reports both companies may have violated federal antitrust laws. The lawsuit makes other claims, too, that all circle back to Google having too much power over the digital advertising space. In response, Google called the lawsuit baseless and promised to fight it. The search engine says its ad practices are on the up and up. And Facebook, who is not part of the lawsuit, at least not yet, is not commenting at all. Now, to be clear, this is a new legal challenge, but not the only one against big tech. Remember, back in October, the Justice Department filed a different antitrust suit against Google. And earlier this month, the FTC and 48 states filed one against Facebook. And any day now, another bipartisan group of state attorneys general is expected to file yet another case against Google. All of these lawsuits could take years to resolve. The cryptocurrency Bitcoin had a record-setting day. Yesterday, it surpassed the $20,000 mark for the first time ever. As CNBC reports, that means its value jumped more than 180% in the last year. Analysts say the recent surge is partly thanks to big-name investors moving their own assets into Bitcoin. As you probably know, Bitcoin is the world's largest cryptocurrency. It's basically like a digital form of money that is decentralized, or in other words, there's no main authority, like a bank or government. Ultimately, the value of a Bitcoin is based on what people are willing to pay for it. So it's been on quite a roller coaster ride since it was first created back in 2009. Now, experts say more diversity among crypto investors and more attention from companies like PayPal and Square could provide more stability to Bitcoin. So stay tuned. HBO Max is finally coming to Roku. Roku is one of the last major platforms to get the popular streaming service, but as of today, its users can download and start watching HBO Max. It took months of negotiations to make this happen, though. Axios reports Roku and AT&T, which owns HBO Max, have been in touch almost daily to finalize the agreement. And some analysts say they struck the deal at just the right time. On Christmas Day, the highly anticipated film Wonder Woman 1984 goes straight to streaming on HBO Max the same day it hits theaters. In fact, starting in 2021, Warner Brothers is releasing all of its new releases that same way. Today, people around the world are celebrating the 250th birthday of Ludwig van Beethoven. No one knows the composer's actual birth date for sure, but on this day in 1770, he was baptized in what is now Germany. Of course, in the 250 years since, he's made a big impact on the music world. As the New York Times puts it, Beethoven took symphonies, string quartets, and even the piano and stretched them to their breaking points. By his mid-40s, Beethoven was deaf, but he kept writing music he heard in his mind. To celebrate his birthday, Spotify has a playlist called Celebrate Beethoven that has some of his most recognized and influential works, an NPR-created one that you can find on Apple Music. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is about nor'easters. We hear this weather term every winter, and a major nor'easter just hit the East Coast this week. But what is it exactly? Before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Rothy's. Whether you need a gift for a good friend or a family member, or maybe you're looking to treat yourself this year, I recommend you give the gift of comfortable, washable, and sustainable shoes and bags from Rothy's. Now, you know I love this brand. I wear their shoes all the time, and I believe in their mission. Rothy's shoes are knit with a thread made from plastic water bottles. To date, they've transformed nearly 70 million bottles into beautiful shoes, handbags, and face masks. And I love how they make all their products both comfortable and chic as well. They look great and feel great. For example, I know from experience that you can wear Rothy's shoes right out of the box with zero break-in period required. And with so many different chic styles to choose from, Rothy's shoes are the perfect present for everyone on your list, including yourself. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday, all about nor'easters. They're essentially winter storms that happen on the northeast coast of North America, hence the name. And they form in a certain way. Simply put, the National Weather Service says they happen when warm winds off the coast mix with cold winds from the land. The winds end up swirling together and cause all kinds of severe weather conditions. We're talking everything from flooding to blizzards to the occasional tornado. Typically, they happen between November and March. In fact, we just saw a big one hit several East Coast states yesterday, and it's still affecting millions of people today. In some states, snow was piling up by as much as 2 inches an hour. And by the end of today, New York City might end up getting 14 inches of snow, more than that city has seen from a single storm in more than 4 years. But really, it could have been worse. When meteorologists talk about the worst nor'easter of all time, a lot of them bring up Superstorm Sandy. Remember, Sandy was first a hurricane in the Caribbean, but it eventually became a nor'easter when it hit the East Coast in October of 2012. More than 100 people on the East Coast died, and it caused tens of billions of dollars in damage, most of it in New York and New Jersey. Even though they don't usually get that bad, it's definitely worth taking nor'easters seriously. And that's your Thing to Know today. All right, thank you so much for listening today and sharing the show. We'll be back tomorrow with more news. Until then, have a great day.